Some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Great to have you today. And if you want to join us, I'd love for you to call in. The number is 1-866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by Crazy Water Steel Equipment, Green Industries, the makers of Garrett Juice Pro, and a lot of other fine sponsors. One of the things that I want to talk about to begin here, and then we'll get right back to the phone, so jump on board here at 866-444-3478. I see we have a question coming up about our early frost and frost damage, and that'd be great to get into a little bit. But right now I've got a fellow that I wanted to chat with because he's with the steel company. His name is Rodney Behrens, and yesterday I spent quite a bit of time on my roof with the blower that my wife gave me for a present. I can't remember if it was Father's Day or what, but she gave me the steel electric blower, and I'd knocked everything off the roof for the guys that were mowing it and mulching it down on the ground. And Rodney, I appreciate you being with me today. I have been extremely impressed with all the lithium battery-powered products, and I'm glad for you to come and talk about the products a little bit on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. It's an honor to be here. Love the show. Love the products. So, what else can you do to start a beautiful day like we have today?
I tell you, this weather's something, isn't it? We've got mid-80 degree weather out there. It was fun yesterday blowing the leaves around, and I've been one in the past that have made comments about blowers being used so much and the sound and the smell and everything. And this this lithium-powered battery, to me, one of the guys was with me of the maintenance company was up on the roof with me with his gasoline-powered blower. By the way, it was a steel, too. And my battery-powered one was just about as powerful as his at knocking the leaves off of the out of the gutters and off of the roof.
Yeah, you know, it's a very interesting product. It's kind of new to a lot of people. But with the lithium-ion batteries, the technology that you have there of how long they last, and then you don't have a gradual rundown time. It goes all the way to the very end, and then you have a drop of power at the very end of it. But it is a phenomenal product as far as you don't have to mix in any fuel, gas, yep. Oil. You don't have to try to choke things to get it started. It's basically you put in the battery and you pull the trigger. Very, very simple with your show right here as far as environmentally friendly. How awesome is that with no exhaust, no smell? You don't have to worry about cords. And like I said, as emissions, you don't have any emissions going out there like that either.
I'll tell you one thing I like about the blower, and I like all – you got a lot of great equipment in this same category, but the blower is the one – I was using yesterday, and I've been using it for a while because we have so many trees and we have leaves falling down around the pool and in the pool and on the decks and patios and everything. I'll go out and go around and just hit the trigger and do little quick blasts, and it'll last for a long time. If you're running it, you know, constantly, it runs the battery down a little bit quicker, but still lasts nicely. But if you just do little short blasts that aren't noisy and bothering the neighbors that much at all, it does a great job, which you can't do with a gasoline-powered piece of equipment.
Oh, you're correct. You know, I live also in the city, and so you have to be respectful of your neighbors.
Yeah.
But, with the blower or even the chainsaw is probably even my favorite. In fact, I'll be doing a project just this weekend, taking down a big, big Bradford pear. And I just love the chainsaw for the aspect I can do it early in the morning and nobody hears it. I mean, you're talking 8 times quieter than the traditional gasoline product of equivalent size.
It's incredible how quiet it is, but it's also incredible how powerful it is. I was with my friend Bob Webster in San Antonio, and I know that y'all work with him too. And he said, I want you to try something here. I want you to come cut something with this electric chainsaw. I said, Bob, I already have it. It's just amazing. The only thing that people have to be careful about with that, electric tools, I think to some people come across as kind of in the toy category, and you know, they're really kind of a second class way to do things. That's not the case with these steel products. I mean, they are serious, serious tools.
You kind of make me laugh with that statement. I'll tell a little bit about my neighbor. He had a different product.
Yeah.
And probably the chain was, to be honest, was probably dull on that product that he was using. He was trying to just limb a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could see that he was struggling. So I decided to bring him my battery operator. And he goes, and when I brought to him, he started laughing. He goes, "What is that as a toy?" I'm like, no, dude. You need to be very careful. You'll be quite surprised. And when he cut that first limb, he almost acted like he fell through it and cut through so fast and carried compared to this big old heavy unit that he had.
Yeah, you've got to be careful using the steel one. It is a serious cutting machine.
And I wish I could have had that on video because his eyes got so big, and he was going to tell everybody in the world how awesome this thing was. they are quite powerful. Don't judge a book by its cover there in any way, form, or fashion. But, you know, one of the things that I do like about it is, you know, steel is number one selling chainsaw in the world. I've been there for 25 years, have all the demos at my disposal, and so I could use anything. And I love using that battery-operated chainsaw for limb trees because I can make a cut, I can set it down. It's not idling. It's not,
there's no smell.
Yeah.
It's great. But the other tools are, too. The little lawnmower, and I understand y'all are going to have a larger version at some point, but the one you've already got – people that like the bag, which I don't recommend, can do it. You take the bag off, and it's a mulching mower, has a little attachment. It's just a terrific little mower.
Talk about easy to push.
Oh, yeah.
It is. You know, the downfall of that, it is only a 14.5-inch cutting swath. So, yes, you're right. We're going to come out with a larger one. But with that said, it's also one of those items I said, don't judge a book by its cover, as we discussed earlier.
Yep.
It does look almost like a toy. But the finishing cut, I've compared it. I've done it out there with real tall, wet Bermuda grass, and it just gives you a beautiful finishing cut. So I'm very pleased with the product.
Well, one of the things that's great about the product, too, and I don't know, maybe other electric tool products have this, too, but y'all's battery is interchangeable in all of the equipment, and the charger charges the battery back really quickly. And it's just so simple to use. I really like that part of it. I've got to get some of the rest of the tools. I like the hedge trimmer. There are certain plants that you have to just trim back real quickly every now and then because you can't pick, prune them, or get up to them to do that kind of pruning. And not only do y'all have a hedge trimmer, aren't you going to have an extended one pretty soon?
We already have it out on the market.
It's already there. Great. I need to see that. I haven't seen that one yet.
And the feedback on that has been really awesome because, as you know, when you're doing hedges and you have to reach, the items can get kind of heavy. And in your traditional type hedge trimmer, even though it's lightweight, you don't get the reach. So the extended reach hedge trimmer, you get the reach. You have the lightweight. And you have the long-lasting battery. So it's pretty good in all fashions.
Well, you also have the edger and a bunch of other great tools that are part of it. But there are still, and we almost have to be careful with this, there are still other great gasoline-powered steel pieces of equipment. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about this morning that I'm very impressed with is the gas that you can buy in a can that you don't have to worry about ethanol, you don't have to worry about running the chainsaw dry and all that kind of thing. Tell people about that a little bit.
Yes, and I thank you for that because I really wanted to touch on that because this is a time of year where a lot of the products may not be used for a little while. And what happens with a traditional two-cycle engine and you mix your gas and oil together and you leave it in your gas tank for longer than 60 days with the ethanol that's in the products and there's also other chemicals that are in the in the gasoline that it'll go stale and start gumming up. And then the next thing you know, next spring you start up the equipment, it won't start because the poor gasoline that's in it, and you have to have a carburetor job or a replacement of carburetor depending on how long it was stored. And there's a product out there that's called MotoMix. And this is one of the most impressive interventions that we have on the market that can really help so many people each and every year that go through those carburetor jobs.
Yeah, it's great, yeah.
The MotoMix, what it does is it doesn't have any ethanol in it whatsoever. Now, you can also buy several other competitive products that didn't have ethanol in it. So it's a pre-mixed fuel, and so a lot of people think it's the same thing. Where the difference is on the modal mix is we don't have any of the aromatics. Aromatics in gasoline is one of the most dangerous and most harmful to health. It is when you go to a gas pump and you see don't breathe in the vapors, that's what we're talking about, the aromatics. It's very cancer-causing. And so you take that out with the olefins, and those two chemicals within gasoline is what causes the...
Rodney, hold that thought. Let's finish that up when I come back from this break. Don't go away. We'll be back with you. Howard Garrett and Rodney Behrens. Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to ecosafepest.com.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at biositechnology.com.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth. Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products.
Proof. Vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth. Animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth. Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth. Children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth. Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty. Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. My guest right now is Rodney Behrens from the Steel Company. And Rodney was... we've been talking about the lithium-powered equipment, battery-powered equipment, and how wonderful it really is, all of the pieces of equipment. But he was also talking about a product called MotoMix, which is a fuel. Rodney, is it for the chainsaws specifically?
No, it is for any two-cycle product, okay. Not just fuel products, but any two-cycle product where they want to store their equipment longer than 60 days. Okay. That was where the benefit would be coming in place.
I think it's a great tool because going to the trouble to run your chainsaw or whatever dry each time is really a pain, and this eliminates that that need. It seems like when you first look at it that the price, you know, is a little pricey, but I don't even think it is. I think if you consider what it saves you if going the other route, and especially maintenance problems and costs, I think it's very cost effective.
Oh, my gosh, by all means. You know, if you look at and with this product, all you have to do is empty the gasoline that you have properly and then put it in there and make sure that you start the unit and get it through the fuel lines and the carburetor. So your gas tank does not have to be full. So you don't even have to use very much by each power head. And then, like I said, it can be stored up to 2 years. And versus if you try to even empty a gasoline out and just have it dry, what's going to happen is your diaphragms would dry out. So that's better than having the gasoline oil mixed in there and become gummed up and have to have a carburetor job. But then if you're storing it for a long time and your diaphragms get dried out, you're going to have a carburetor job that direction too.
Well, Rodney, I know the great steel products, the gasoline-powered equipment, and the lithium battery-powered equipment is available in a lot of places now. What's an easy way for people to go? Can they go to your website and find locations near them, or what do you suggest?
Yes, sir. You can go to steeldealers.com, S-T-I-H-L, dealers.com. And what that will do is all you have to do is put in your zip code, and you can find your dealer right next to you.
Yeah, Rodney's right here in our area, but there are people with the wonderful equipment all across the country and around the world. Rodney, thanks very much for being with me, and thanks for keeping us abreast of these wonderful products.
Thank you again. Appreciate the opportunity.
Talk to you later. All righty, let's get back to the phones here. Let's see if we can do that. If I can get... let's go to Tropical John. We may have two lines open at once there, Matt. There it is. Trop, you with us?
I am with you. Hey, that was awesome information. I will definitely, you know, that's an issue that even the commercial guys, we, you know, as the things start to lay down and for the winter, that Moto Mix, I'll be getting some tomorrow.
It's great. I didn't know about it until, well, back when we first were introduced to this electric equipment. I didn't know it was out there, and I bet you, just like you, a lot of people in the business don't know about it, and it's a great, great asset.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, that and it causes so much problems. We know one thinks about leaving their product sitting over. And the steel guys were at a TNLA meeting that gave us information about changing your gas every 30 days. And you don't think about that ethanol, the way that it deteriorates. And so, good information.
Well, thank you. What do you got going on?
Well, I'm taking advantage of the beautiful morning. On Facebook, I posted my trailer full of fruit trees and more blackberries here at Daisy Acres. We went out to Lindale to Bob Wells Nursery and picked up a bunch of products there, and they informed me they will soon be having jujubes because people are asking for them.
Oh, good.
So that's real good news, but we've got grapes. I'm adding 40 more blackberries to our patch, so we're going to have some really nice blackberries as they get going. And, again, as we're planting and bare-rooting this stuff, a lot of it's fairly bare-rooted anyway because it's recently potted, but we're taking all the dirt off. And I tell you what, the more I use that new Garrett Juice Pro, the better I like it. The consistency and the way it works, it's already got our mycorrhizae and beneficial bacteria in it. So we're bare-rooting and soaking the root balls in the Garrett Juice. So we need to make sure all the our listeners out there, again, that grassroots movement, it's not readily available everywhere. So go to them nurseries and ask for Garrett Juice Pro, not just Garrett Juice. We want the Pro in there because it's all good. Don't get me wrong. I really like this one.
Oh, yeah. Any of the Garrett Juice formulas work great. Let me ask you a question. Can you get bare root fruit trees and berries yet in the nursery industry?
They will. November 1st, you can get the actual bare root. What's happening now is some of the plants, like the grapes we have, had been potted up for a short period of time, so they're basically becoming bare root. Mm-hmm. We are in a little bit of a hurry, so I bought 3 and 5 gallon containers that were potted last year.
Yeah.
So we're pulling those things out. Most of them, the root system's not bad. I planted 2 persimmons that looked like they were, I had to really tear into that root ball. Again, using the water hose to knock off all the dirt, loosen up those roots. They were pretty girdled, pretty twisted in there, but the other ones are good. Bare root availability will start November 1st. What am I saying? We'll start around December 1st. So they're out there. They really want those plants to go completely dormant. You know, East Texas has got such great places to buy product, buy plants and fruit trees and all that. So we're pretty excited, and it's a beautiful morning to be out in the garden and out working, and that's why I elected to stay here. We put my hands in the dirt instead of come talking with you on the radio. So,
well, I need to get out there and see what all you're doing one of these days. Let's try to schedule a get-together.
I've got a pretty easy week, so, yeah, I'll call you Monday, and we'll get out here. We've got the garden road up. I actually broke out the bedder I bought many moons ago, and here to say it works. Also, every hole I'm digging has earthworms, which is something that didn't happen 4 years ago here.
Because of all those wood chips.
Wood chips, and hey, you know what? This organic thing really does work.
It really does. Tropical John, talk to you soon.
Bye.
Let's take a quick break, and I'll be back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A number of Midwestern states are awakening to the threat of a high risk of severe thunderstorms. The National Weather Service says parts of Illinois, Indiana, southern Michigan, and western Ohio are at the greatest risk of seeing tornadoes, large hail, and damaging winds today. The official count of the dead in the Philippines now nearly 4,000. Officials say that's how many are known dead. 1,200 more are missing after the big typhoon of November 8th. 600,000 people are homeless. Pakistan's interior minister says the government plans to put former President Pervez Musharraf on trial for treason for suspending the Constitution in 2007. And Nigeria police say a French engineer who was kidnapped in northern Nigeria 11 months ago has escaped on a motorcycle without paying ransom. 63-year-old has been presented to reporters today and is flying home. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
With SRED Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Last week, fifth-ranked Stanford toppled Oregon for the BCS title game race, and now it was their turn to get ousted as Southern California shocked the fifth-ranked Cardinal 20-17, knocking them out of the BCS title chase and maybe the Rose Bowl race as well. Alabama and Florida State still control their BCS title game hopes. Number one Alabama beat Mississippi State 20-7, while second-ranked Florida State crushed Syracuse 59-3. Seminoles quarterback Jameis Winston, who passed for two scores, says his offense was flying high.
When we get our groove on, I mean, it's like I said, it's hard for us to be stopped.
Third-ranked Ohio State stayed in the title game mix with a 60-35 win over Illinois. Number four Baylor stays unbeaten, downing Texas Tech 63-34. Meanwhile, 12th-ranked Oklahoma State beat Texas 38-13. That sets up a huge Big 12 showdown next week as the Cowboys host Baylor. Number six Oregon bounced back with a 44-21 win over Utah. This is SRN Sports. In the NBA, Chicago beat Indiana 110-94 to hand Paul George's team their first loss after a 9-0 start.
It was never about us worrying about the streak. We approached every game like a good team would, and that's to come out and win it. You know, we didn't do so tonight.
Cleveland beat Washington in overtime 103-96. It was Dallas 108, Orlando 100, Miami 97, Charlotte 81, Atlanta 110, New York 90, Minnesota 106, Boston 88. Houston 122, Denver 111, New Orleans 135, Philadelphia 98, Oklahoma City 92, Milwaukee 79, the LA Clippers 110, Brooklyn 103, Golden State 102, Utah 88. Top 25 action, 9th-ranked Syracuse beat Colgate 69-50. It was 10th-ranked Ohio State downing number 17 Marquette 52-35, 11th-ranked Florida 86, Arkansas Little Rock 56, 14th-ranked VCU 92, Winthrop 71, number 16 Wichita State beat Tennessee State 85-71. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you. 866-444-3478. Brian's been holding forever. Thank you for your patience, Brian. What's up in Gainesville? Brian?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Thank you.
All right, no, I appreciate it. I also like your podcast. This is the first winter I'm going into gardening, so I'm trying to catch up and figure out how I'm supposed to do this. So this frost that came through this week, I tried to cover up the vincas and the pentacana, and look, they got, I don't know, they look like they just like old corn. They all turned brown. Do I need to cut them back, or now that it's going to be 80 today, do I just let it be and they'll come back?
Well, any perennials that have died on the tops, Brian, whether it's from frost or just, you know, the timing or whatever, that dead tissue, the brown dead top part's not going to green up again. So cutting it back, sometimes you can do it and it'll generate some new growth and even have a new round if it's early enough in the year. We're late enough now to where it would just be tidying up the plants, and they'd come back from the crowns if they're perennials next spring. So it's a cosmetic thing. Just cut the dead tops off if they're annuals. If you know which ones are annual, which ones are perennial, the annuals can be either left in the ground to decay and be part of the organic matter in the soil, are pulled up and tossed in the compost pile, either one.
Okay. The kind of they're supposed to be perennials. They come from like a rhizome. Is it okay to go ahead and start transplanting them where I want to come up next year? Because they're kind of considered tropical too. Do I need to wait until spring when it's warmer?
I didn't quite get what you said about tropical there, but if they're perennial, if they are perennials, perennials for this area, they can be transplanted right now. It's a great time to do it. What did you say about tropicals?
Yeah, I thought that kind of was a tropical plant. It's got the real green leafy kind of banana leaf to it and then a real big flower on top. So.
And the plant is what? I missed the name of it.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a canna or canna?
Canna. Canna is, no, that's a tough perennial. You can just leave them right in the ground right where it is. If you need to move it, you can, but cannas are very tough.
Again, I'm through the podcast trying to learn what I can.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it, Brian. Thank you. Call us again. Breaking up a little bit, I hope I got all of his questions there. If you have some other questions, just email us, and anybody can do that, info@dirtdoctor.com. The membership people get first dibs. We've got so much coming in, we have to help the members first, but we'll try to get an answer to you one way or the other as quickly as we can. To join the Organic Club of America, and there's all kinds of benefits and gifts when you join up and all sorts of things, the Inland Sea Oats seed and a bunch of other things that the supporters of the show here have provided. You just click on the green button on the side over there of dirtdoctor.com. Doesn't cost very much, and I think you'll enjoy being a part of that membership. You can get the newsletter without even joining the membership. It's free just for anybody, and you can sign up on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Just click on the button that says newsletter, and you'll be all set up. Or you can just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com, and we'll add you to the list of 110,000 or however many are on there now and growing. Let's see. There's something else I was going to tell you. Oh, yeah. I noticed a note from my friend and fellow arborist, Sandy Rose. This is for those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He sent me a note that said that the escarpment area between 408 and I-20, you'll know where that is if you're here in this area. He says it's the best fall color there he's ever seen. Now, those of you in Maine and in Boston, don't laugh at us for talking about we have good fall color here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But for us, sometimes we have some pretty stuff. And I've seen it just the last few days. The crepe myrtles, the ones that turn red, are really brilliant and pretty. The Chinese pistachio tree, that reminds me, talked about the trees like I was going to enough yet. I'll try to remember to do that. But the Chinese pistachios are bright red. I'm a little reluctant to recommend them too much anymore because they are on the invasive species list now. But a lot of our elms, good yellow color. My ginkgo that puts on such a show of yellow color has not started yet. And by the way, that's another reason to leave the leaves on the ground, and why it's so silly to say that leaves left on the ground will lead to insects and diseases. Some of the trees have such beautiful fall color, you want to leave it on the ground for a while. My ginkgo, we leave on the ground for about 2 weeks, and it's actually prettier on the ground than it is on the tree. It's just spectacular. We've got, if you go to the library of dirtdoctor.com and click on the ginkgo, I think there's the ginkgo video is there. You can also find it in Facebook and various places. But it shows little Tater, our dog, running around in the leaves coming down, and shows the spectacular yellow fall color that we have sometimes around here. Kathy in Dewey, Arizona, next up. Hi, Kathy.
Good morning, Doctor.
How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. I'm very happy to listen to your show. Really do appreciate all the information.
Thank you.
I live in a mountainous area near Prescott, Arizona, about an hour's drive north of Phoenix.
I know right where Prescott is. I've been there. My daughter lives there part of the year now.
Does she?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Oh, it's a gorgeous place.
Yeah. Beautiful fall this year. And, okay, so you're familiar with the area. Pardon me. I've had a garden plot, a small one, just for myself. It's about 20 feet wide, about 40 feet long, and I've worked it for about 5 years. And I still struggle, even though I put in horse manure, and I do composting in certain sections, and then I don't grow anything there until the next year, mm-hmm. and so forth. But the soil just stays so hard. And I was wondering, what else can I add? Now, I've got leaves I can add, and straw, of course. But is there something else that can really loosen up the soil? It's an alkaline soil.
Well, that's what we deal with all the time here, Kathy. All of the organic amendments, whether you're talking about organic fertilizers or compost products or sugars like cornmeal and dry molasses, or you're talking about rock minerals like green sand and lava sand and granite sand and zeolite and azomite, all of those things that we talk about, and they're all listed in detail about how to do bed preparation under guides on our homepage. Mm-hmm. They all help mellow and soften the soil. There's not any one thing that does it better than others, except probably mulch. If you put shredded tree trimmings or your leaves, grinding them up first to reduce the volume is probably the best thing to do from a management standpoint. And keeping a nice blanket of mulch on the ground, a mixture of ground up leaves and ground up tree trimmings would be just the absolute best mulch you could put. It'll break down. The bottom of that will break down and become compost and release humic acids and other natural acids, and that stimulates biological activity and the earthworms, and that's what really helps to make that soil tilth what you're looking for.
Great.
So it's an overall program. It's not one magic tool. You know, the liquid product that we recommend will help. We call it Garrett Juice. The formula for it is on the website under the guides as well. But all of those things will help. The mulch on the surface, a good thick mulch, especially when it's sitting waiting for the next thing to happen in the garden, is the most important thing you can do.
Okay. Oh, that's wonderful. And then I wanted to, I'll get off the air. My phone's almost gone anyway. could you review how to prune fruit trees? What's the best method? And then what can we do about hordes of grasshoppers at the end of summer?
Okay.
So thank you so much.
Okay. Josh, appreciate you calling. Call us again, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Hopefully she's back listening now. The grasshoppers, I'll start with first. They're either fairly easy to control or impossible. When they come in great clouds, there's not much you can do. It's tough. The techniques are kind of frustrating when that happens. But here's what you can do if you have a relatively mild attack of grasshoppers. First of all, just like we've been talking about since the beginning of the show today, the most important thing you can do is have mulch of leaves, ground up tree trimmings, shredded material of various kind on the surface of the soil, covering bare soil. Grasshoppers need bare soil to lay their eggs and for the nymphs to grow and emerge. So if you keep ground covers and you let things grow in fence lines, and if you don't have bare soil around, that's step number one in controlling grasshoppers. Plus, that increases the biological activity and the health of your other plants. That biological activity in the soil is a real key, because some of those microbes will attack and kill the eggs and the young grasshoppers. Beneficial nematodes will for sure. So putting out beneficial nematodes in early spring, before a lot of people tell you it's time to do it, but putting them out very early, get them from Arbico or whatever source you want to use that has good quality beneficial nematodes, and put them out early. As we get closer to time for the nymphs of the grasshopper to start to emerge, the biological product called Nolo Bait works really well. And so put it on your list, Nolo Bait or Nosema locusti. Any product that has Nosema locusti in it, there's one called Semispore also, some other names probably as well. And then the final thing you do for your plants when they're actually being attacked by grasshoppers is use kaolin clay. Kaolin clay is K-A-O-L-I-N, kaolin clay. It's basically a refined, very, very fine textured version of what's used to make clay pots. And you mix it with water, add a surfactant or not, spray it on the plants. It creates a particle film, a white particle film on the plants. It confuses the grasshoppers and they don't feed. that works, that whole program works great until you get an entire cloud of them coming in, as a lot of people will say, biblical proportions and concentrations, and then it doesn't work that well. Nothing does. Fruit tree pruning, the best advice I can give you on fruit tree pruning is to wait as long as you can. If you prune too early, you tend to trigger the mechanism in the plant that causes the buds to start swelling, and it can lead to early flowering, too early, and some damage. So put it off as long as you can. We'll talk about it late winter, how to when to do it. Certain plants like pears and others don't need much pruning. Others that are grown on trellises and all, like apples, need a lot of pruning, and you prune so that the limbs are going up at a 45-degree angle for best results. More after this break with Howard Garrett, so don't go away.
There is a new version of Garrett Juice. It is Garrett Juice Pro, and Green Industries is the manufacturer. Garrett Juice Pro consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There is also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. Order today and receive their special offer or buy one, get one free. Call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com. Order today. Buy one, get one free. That's 877-655-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com. You already know how great all-natural Crazy Water is to drink, but now there's a Crazy Water bathhouse which is located in historic mineral wells, and it's the only place you can take a natural mineral bath in Texas. Enjoy day treatments or stay for the weekend in our luxurious guest rooms. Enjoy mineral baths, soaking tubs, treatments, and massages. Relax, unwind, and rejuvenate. Call 940-325-8870 to set an appointment. That's 940-325-8870. And don't forget, you can pick up bottled Crazy Water in HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Crazy Water, so good it's crazy.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immunity, and tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products, and one of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Okay, Howard, back with you. I was just answering some questions on Facebook. One, I didn't quite finish because I misspelled something, which is common. The question about pruning figs. I don't prune my fig trees, my answer is to prune as little as possible. A lot of people cut them back real heavily, and you're going to get later and weaker fruit production if you do that compared to just letting them grow. One of the listeners, readers, there sent a picture of a slime mole on grass, and it's fairly common. A lot of people are asking me about that. If you want to see a picture of what slime mole looks like on grass blades, and the answer to it is that you don't need to worry about anything. It's one of those benign fungi that's not a big deal. You can kill it with baking soda spray or cornmeal spray or any of the mild organic disease controls, but you really don't need to do it. And then the third question that I just saw was a hollyhock. This came up and they thought it was pretty, had little purple flowers. It was probably Zebrina hollyhock. It's one of the old ones and it's a good one. It'll tend to come up from seed and spread around, and then all of a sudden one day it'll die out here and die out there, and then it'll pop up over here and pop up over there. It's a good one. Don't depend on it to stay in one place for you for a long time. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. Here's Gail in Irving, Texas. Hi, Gail.
Hi there. How are you?
Doing great.
Yes, I have these little tiny black, I guess they're gnats, I'm not sure, but they're just hanging on my screens outside. And when you walk outside, little like little black specks on your shirt. What are those? Do you know?
Well, some kind of little beast, probably either fungus gnats or something similar. You can spray them and kill them with really mild stuff if they're really bothering you. Things like
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Things like bio wash or orange oil mixed with water or any of them. You know, there's an orange oil product that's ready to use on the market that you can get. But any of the real mild insect sprays will kill them. If they're fungus gnats, you can put in the potted plants and where you think they may be coming from the same product we use to control mosquitoes. It's called BTI. BTI stands for Bacillus thuringiensis israelensis. It's different than the one that controls caterpillars. It controls of mosquitoes, fungus gnats, and black flies. So make a note of that. Some of the products are called mosquito dunks and mosquito bits, and then there's some other brand names as well.
Okay. Okay, yeah, they don't, I mean, it's just the idea of them all over the screens. You know, I was vacuuming them up yesterday.
That's a good way to do it, too. Just vacuum them up and be done with them.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was doing, and I thought, well, what are they, you know? Because they're just, all of a sudden, I didn't know where they were, you know, they just seem to be outside. When you walk, they'd be on you, and they don't hurt or nothing. They just, you know, they were a nuisance.
Spray some garlic pepper tea around, and it might not only immediately take care of the situation, but it might act as a repellent, too. Garlic pepper tea recipe is on my website. You can make it yourself. Real simple formula there at home.
Okay. Will it hurt the screen or the paint on your house or anything like that?
Garlic pepper tea won't. In fact, I recommend it quite a bit to keep hornets from wood drilling bees from drilling into wood and things like that. Orange oil products or anything with citrus in it, if you spray it on good quality a paint job and left it there too heavily, it would dull the finish of the paint.
Okay, so I have some garlic pepper tea. Maybe I'll try that.
Yeah, that shouldn't hurt anything at all.
Oh, okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Gail.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Telephone is 866-444-3478. Here's Mary in Arlington. Hey, Mary.
Good morning. Hey, I'm having a problem. My youngest dog suddenly started digging in the yard, and I'm wondering if you have any suggestions.
You know, my little dog, Tater, has started digging. He's digging in a place where I don't care. It's back at where the bamboo forest starts encroaching on our big bay tree and everything, and he's found something in the ground that he likes. You know, dogs are just that way. They'll find something that the smell is attractive to them, and they'll dig and dig and dig. There is a solution, and it works very well. It sounds a little gross to do at first, but it's really not. What you do, Mary, is take some of the dog that's doing the digging's droppings.
Okay.
His waste, and put it in water, put it in a bucket, and let it sit for 30 minutes, hour, however long. Make a manure tea, in other words, and then pour that in that area. Fill it all back in, and then pour his tea in that area, and they will not dig there again. They just won't be around their own waste smell that's done that way. Now, it'll finally dissipate, and they'll go back to doing it. But it lasts quite a long time, and I've told a lot of people to do it, and I've got a lot of feedback that it works great.
Okay, I'll try it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling. And that's the end of hour number two. We've got another one for you. A lot of your radio stations carry it. If they don't, you can listen online. We stream all 3 hours live on DirtDoctor.com. You can also listen to the podcast of previous shows and this one later on this coming week. Hope you can join us. Telephone number to be with us is 866-444-3478. To get our free newsletter, just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com about that, or fill out the form on the homepage of the website. If you want to join the Organic Club of America and get all those benefits, hit the green button on the left-hand side of the page, dirtdoctor.com. Facebook, well, that's Howard Garrett, Dirt Doctor.